Good morning, MGTOW Man. How are you? Today's lesson is how to get by with shit tools. Alright. Okay. This is a wood... a wood chisel. Okay. Striking heel. I wouldn't use a steel fucking hammer on it, but I'd use a wooden mallet or a big rubber hammer, you know. Okay, this is what you get, you know, the discount fucking, you know. Okay, you can see there, but the edge isn't square. Right, it runs at a bit of an angle, you know. When we look at the fine point, if we look at the fine point here, it's rounded over. Rounded over on the corner, very magnetic, and so it's got a fucking heap of burr there on the edge, and I'm not sure how well you can see that. But the edge on it is a little bit rough. Okay. It's a bit of a rough, coarse grind. And the person who's ground it, they've burned the fucking edge. They've heated it up so fast and so hard, it's actually discoloured the metal, and that's with mainly the sort of carbon alloy sort of steels. Once they get to, they get what happens is you heat them up. It's a general rule. Is you heat this steel up, or down the end here, you know, this sort of fucking section, mainly for different properties. There you need strength. And, yeah, so they've done... There's done one sort of, I think, that I suspect, I can't prove it, you know, I'm not going to fucking do lab analysis on it and shit like that now, you know. But they've used one sort of grade of steel for the handle. Then there's a seam right there where they have friction welded the two parts together. And, so you can see the joint there, you know. They've machined this down to a taper to take off. It's just a fast machine, you know. And then they've surface ground this area flat and into that area there. And when they did this bit, what happens is this is blade material, and the other sort of section, I presume, is a shatter sort of resistant sort of material. It's a tough material, whereas this is sort of a lot harder, or it should be. Just getting the light reflecting off that. Well, what happens is they've run this into a fucking grinding wheel. And you can see it's a big wheel and it's got a slight hollow in it. Slight hollow. So it's not a dead flat bevel, but that's no, doesn't fucking matter. And they've run this at an angle. You know, they've fucking... So this is, you know, that's at an angle. They've rounded over the end here, that corner. We've rounded over that corner. And they've burned this fucking area here by grinding it too hard. It got too heat, too hot. They didn't have enough coolant. All that sort of shit. So there's ways and means of dealing with this, and the first one is just take a fucking cunts. Get like a basic fucking grinding stone. There's all this, you see, people who build structures, you know, like Indonesian fishing boats and India and all this sort of stuff where they use hand tools a lot. They don't fuck around. You know, you get all these cunts in the Western countries going, oh, it's cryogenically fucking, you know, soaked in fucking liquid nitrogen for 3 days and three nights and, oh, my God, you know, the crystalline structure of the steel and all this sort of fucking fuck off, you know. There are alloys that... are fucking useless, you know, and then there are alloys that are really, really, really good. Sure, you can have all the exotic heat treatment under the sun and you get magnificent steels and magnificent heat treatment and shit, but people who are actually using this shit on the, you know, these sorts of tools on a daily basis, basically they're not fucking around with all this fucking arty-farty, you know, oh, it's a $550 chisel, you know, oh my God, you know, I got this for $5.50 at the supermarket, you know. And it doesn't have to hold an edge forever and be the highest rated tool steel in the country, you know, with fucking 18% vanadium and 9% chromium and 2% iridium and fucking manganese and boron and fucking, you know, fuck off, you know. It just has to be provide a good workable edge. And when you're doing a lot of cart, when you use these tools as a professional and you're building big wood, your big wooden boat, sure, you don't want shit tools that just, you know, lose their edge in no time and they break and fall apart. But, you know, when cunts are really fucking going for their stuff, going for the work, you know, they just go, you know, dab, lick, you know, with a fucking bench grinder just to fucking reprofile the fucking stuff, and then they sand, grind it down with, say, something like this, just to bring a fine edge up on it, and it's all done in 30 seconds, and it's like back to work, you know what I mean? They're not fucking around with going, oh my God, it's ostentatic heat treatment. We must, you know, run it in coolant at, you know, 20 degrees centigrade below and must only do it, you know, at one RPM on the grinding, specialist grinding wheel made of diamond. Fucking ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. They just fucking get into it, you know what I mean? So, with that fucking wonky edge on it, you know, sure, you can bring it back to square, you know, so it's like that. You know what I mean? Oh, fuck. So it's square. Sure, you can do it. Whereas you shut, if you really must have it fucking square, you know, it doesn't fucking matter a shit, mate. It's just steering, you know what I mean? It's steering in a cross current. But what you can do is you can just put a good edge on it And every time you sharpen it, you can just take a little bit more off that side, grind, you know, use it till it's starting to go blunt, resharpen it a little bit more on that side until it goes blunt, resharpen it a little bit more, and that way you don't lose, say, about three and a half millimeters of good metal off that, off this, three or four millimeters of good metal off this fucking side, you know. And I'm dead against, I'm not against, you know, oh, the brand X, and it's, you know, that's $120 a chisel. I'm quite happy with good shit from the, good basic shit from the supermarket, you know. And that's one of those things, if you carve, if you can, two identical sort of lots of timber, and brand, cheap brand will cut, say, 70 or 80% of the way before it goes dull, and the fucking brand X will cut, you know, say this will cut, say, 30 metres of timber, and brand X, which is the super stuff, will cut 50 metres, well, you know, you got to kind of look at it as in, you know, tools are meant to be used, not be, not to be masturbated over. And, you know, the time taken resharpen it, you know, you don't fuck, people, oh, fucking, yeah. You just go, you know, you do it right, but you're fucking just into it, you know, lap the back, fucking back to work, you know what I mean? And so, you know, people spending huge amounts of money on these tools. Most of them, I tend to think of them as arty-farty fucking woodworkers, you know. Oh, my God, oh, look, I've got the best of the best, oh, fuck, you know. You know, and people who are seriously building boats and houses and all these traditional fucking hand tools and stuff, they're just into it. You just fuck them, zip, 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 sharpen them all up, you know, at the end of the day or whatever. You know, give them a sharpen once a day. And, you know, for every fucking, you know, this might be, do, say, 70 or 80% as much as the best sort of tools before they lose their edge, you know. But, you know, if there's a $120 fucking super exotic, you know, chisel with exotic alloys and exotic heat treatment, fuck, I can buy, you know, I can buy, you know, for $5 or $6 versus a $120 one, I can buy fucking 20 of these chisels. Oh, six, yeah, yeah, 20 of these fucking chisels for the price of one of theirs, you know. And, you know, I'm getting on with the fucking work and making stuff, not fucking around with, oh, my God, it's super exotic alloys and, oh, my God, it's the best of the best, and just this new industry of neurotic fucking assholes and their shit, you know. Because the cunts who are building boats, big teak and mahogany bloody ships in Singapore and Malaysia and all this sort of shit, they're just getting into it. And they're using reasonably good fucking tools, you know, and they're not spending thousands of dollars being artisan fucking carvers, you know. You know, so I'm not going to fucking bitch about this. I'll just use I'll use it so that the, you know, I don't give a fuck that it's cross-thingoed. I don't like the bit that it's been burnt, but, you know, burnt in the fucking grinding. But, you know, maybe that's just only going to affect that little area on the top there, and maybe the thin edge was kept cool by the coolant, you know. Maybe it just moved in the fuck, it was in a loose jig and rattled and fucking jammed up into the fucking wheel a bit, you know what I mean, and that's a burn mark from digging in and slowing down the wheel or whatever. But, yeah. So, and I'll show you how to do this. Normally I'd put it on a nice flat bench, but... oh, my God, he's not using... Yeah, you can see it's hollow ground. because it's on a large radius wheel, because there's a bit of a shine on the fucking and on the edges, you know what I mean? So yeah. And you can see how that's fucking on the top edge, on the top. Yeah, you can see that. And then doesn't feel like a very hard sort of steel. And then just lap the face back. Nice like that. And that's it. If this was sort of clamped down to a fucking in some box that sort of could contain it, that's that's not real sharp. Oh yeah. See that? It's taking hairs off. There's a little. It's not fucking. It's not super sharp. It's not. It's sharp for fucking sure. It's sharp enough just to start shaving with. Where was it? Yeah, there's a little patch there. I can hardly fucking see it. But you know, see the sharpened edges. Yeah, there you can see the fucking ground bits. This is, you know, I'm a big believer in a good edge, and I'm a big believer in a good grind, you know, hand ground, you know. But this is just, that's sharp enough, you know, for most work. And it's a starter edge, you know what I mean? Just to get the fucking, you know, run it, get it a little bit on the blunt side, start again, sharpen it up. And slowly, you know, you can get the fucking edge into a really good working edge that what you want, but you're not wasting good metal and lots of fucking round being an arty-farty precisionist. Because the cunts, there's, oh. People who just build a lot of stuff, you know, don't fuck around with all this arty-farty shit. They just get good tools, you know. And if I can get if I can get these for $5 each, $5-6 each, you know, and they cut pretty well and they hold an edge for a reasonably good amount of time, I'm happy. Fuck, you know. Cold air. So there you go, guys. Now I'm about to sort of wreak havoc on the universe. I wouldn't call that. No, because I know when I do stuff, it's really fucking good, you know. And I know that there's plenty of people who are fucking way better. And I know people who are set up to do specific things very well, and that one sort of thing only, or a very narrow range of stuff. And then there's people who are fucking really sort of sloppy and hopeless and, you know, can't do fucking shit from clay. So, you know, I'm just dead against all this arty-farty, artisanal sort of fucking... The industry's full of advertisers and people who get sucked into, you know, all this shit because, you know, people who had sort of, you know, if you're building ships and shit, you know what I mean, with the, people who are building timber ships and boats and stuff, you know, where they use their tools all day, every day, they just fucking zip, 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 sharpen them up, fuck, back to work, you know what I mean? And they had good blacksmiths who were good at putting the carbon into fucking iron and making a high carbon steel with a good hard edge, you know, that they could quench and temper and make a good fucking hard edge that would hold, you know, it wouldn't go blunt, you know? And, this is something not many people ever fucking see. I view this as a bit of a blessing because it's so fucking rare. But commercially pure iron is about as hard as lead, you know. Because I've actually had a bar of it that's, say, like as thick as your thumb. And you could just fucking bend it like that, you know what I mean? And, so really high carbon steels from the forging furnace and stuff, you know, where it's picking up a lot of carbon and the carbon could be worked into the steel and you get really good fucking hand tools or chisels, you know, that hold their edges. You know, people would know the blacksmiths who could do that and they would be buying their fucking chisels from them, you know. And they wouldn't be fucking around going, oh, my God, fucking, you know, edges like glass, mate, you know, like surgical fucking instruments. No, they'd be making really good edges, but they wouldn't be fucking around going, oh, my God, you know, I'm tired because I'm ranting. So I'm going to make a wooden part for this fucking phone holder, which is really good. I'll explain it when I've got it done. Stop.